was here or not, because I can't come in the office anyways according to him. Matter of fact, he told me that I wasn't even allowed to drive your dad to Winnipeg. I says, I do what I want, because nobody tells me that I can drive you that.
Well, what he's saying is because...
It's over, and I'm going to tell you straight in your face. If I was your dad, I would have changed lawyer already last week.
Why?
Because, and I have everything on hand here and on paper, what the plans are between the two, and the both agreed with it, and I'll just go to one lawyer and say, okay, here, write that up, sign on the bottom, goodbye, everybody.
Okay, but you'd be in conflict, you know why?
I'm not.
Well, hold it. If the two talk together, Andy and Dad, that's a conflict right there.
Marlene, I'm not going to talk to you over any law business.
Okay. Well, I'm just explaining.
If you want to know what your health is of your dad, it's good.
Okay. Can I talk to him?
No.
Why?
Doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, let him tell me he doesn't want to talk to me.
He gave me the orders to do that.
Well, let I hear from Dad that he gave you the orders not to talk to me. I'm his daughter. Why would he say, I don't want to talk to her? Does that make sense, Mike? Why wouldn't Dad want to talk to me?
So, you know, Andy, which is worse, eh?
Yeah.
And then when he said that, I said, well, how could you? I don't even want to talk about it, really, what was going on. So, you know, Andy, which is worse, eh?
Yeah.
And then when he said that, I said, well, how come the cops were there? What do you talk about the cops, he says. I said, well, Mike told me that Andy and the cops and Claire were there. And you said that, and Mike even said that they just about took you to the hospital. He says, what? Mike is such a fucking liar.
No.
Who's phoning with him, he never tells me who's phoning. But he said sometimes I noticed that some of my family, he wants to talk the way Mike talks, eh? Mike says I'm dead, I don't believe Mike a word. But your dad was so shocked that Mike told me that he was at Claire and all that.
He was shocked that Dad said what?
Yeah, he was shocked. He said, who in the hell told you all that? I said, Mike. Next day I phoned him Monday, he told me everything. We're there. That there was no cop there.
So he lied?
Sure he did. Pretend to make everything big.
Okay, so Dad can't drive his car, or I mean his van, until the court?
Till the court is over, till next week. So wait.